So let's review. The Gemara earlier brought a machlekes where the paginon dibura, we may split one statement into its separate logical components and accept only some of them, or loy paginon dibura, one statement cannot be divided. The Gemara tries to show that this is actually machlekes tanoim. Hakosav kol nechasav la'avdoi yotze ben chayrin. If someone writes over all his possessions to his slave, the slave, who is also one of his possessions, is thereby set free. However, shayer karko kol shehu lo yotze ben chayrin. If the master reserved any item for himself, the slave does not go free because, as Rashi explains, Aminan lididei nami shayer. We assume that he also wants to retain the slave. However, Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon oimer lo oilam hu ben chayrin. In this case, the slave does go free. Atsheyimer kol nichzai nesunin lepleini avdi. Unless he retains an unspecified possession, in this case, we assume that he wants to retain the slave himself. Rashi explains that Reb Shimon implies the slave goes free even when he does not acquire any possessions because pagini dibura. The term kol nichsayi is divided into two parts and is effective regarding the slave himself. Presumably, the Tanakhama argues and holds loy pagini dibura. And since he does not acquire any of his possessions, he also does not acquire himself. However, the Gemara explains that the Tanakhama also agrees that paginin dibura. Rather, his reasoning is mishum delav kreis gituhu. The Torah requires a divorce to be a sefer krisis, a document which clearly severs their bond. This halacha is extended to shichur avadim by means of a gzeres shava of the words law in the pasuk of get, pachas of law sefer krisis, and in the pasuk regarding a shefchik knanis, aichuv shah loy niten law. This is actually the basis for all halachas in which a shtar shichur is like a get. Therefore, since the language of the get allows for the possibility that the owner retained the slave for himself, it is not a document of severance and it does not go free. The Gemara proceeds with the final phrase of the Mishnah at the beginning of the perek. Im yesh olav oirim, yiskayim b'chesamav. If a get is contested and the messenger did not say b'fani nechtav, we require two witnesses to authenticate the signatures. The Gemara now determines who can successfully contest a get. A single witness cannot challenge a get. However, we also cannot be referring to iru trei, where two witnesses contest a get, because trei betrei ninu. Why should the witnesses who authenticate the get be believed more than those who contest it? The Gemara therefore concludes iru debal. We are referring to a case where the husband claims that the get was forged. Zok the Mishnah. If a shlich brings a get from Chutz Laretz but is unable to testify b'fani nechtav, the get is valid if the signatures are authenticated by two witnesses. The Gemara explains that we cannot be referring to a shliach who is a cheresh, a deaf mute, because the Mishnah later says, Hakol kesherin lehevias haget, chutz mi cheresh shayte b'katan. A deaf mute, an insane person, and a minor are not qualified to serve as a shliach to deliver a get, because as Rashi explains, Ein behem das ve'ein shlichusin shlichus legarish, an agent must be of sound mind. Therefore, the Gemara explains, Nashnu lo keshu pekeach, for lehispik leime b'fanei nechtev b'fanei nechtem achin escharish. He delivered the get, and subsequently became a deaf mute before he could testify. The Mishnah continues, A slave's emancipation document also requires b'fani nechtav. This is one of the three ways in which emancipation documents are similar to a bill of divorce. As stated in the Braisa, they both require a declaration of b'fani nechtav. A kuti is ordinarily an invalid witness. However, he may sign divorces and emancipations. Financial documents may be signed by non-Jewish witnesses and ratified in a secular court, because as Rashi explains, dina de malchusa dina, governmental law is binding. However, they cannot administer divorces and emancipation because lav b'nei krisis ninu. They themselves are not subject to the laws of marriage and divorce. The Braisa continues, Ukedivre meir barba. According to a meir, there's a fourth comparison. Ha'imr ten get zele ishti b'shtar shichur zele avdi. If someone appoints a shliach to give a get to his wife or to his slave, ratza lachzu b'shneim yachzu divre meir. Rebbe Meir holds that he can cancel the get before it is delivered, because it does not take effect until it is actually given to the Isha or Evet. However, the Rabbanan later in the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph and Beis disagree and hold, Begitei Nashim Yachzer, B'Shechru Avadim Lo Yachzer. The master cannot retract the Shechru because Zachan La'adam Shaloi B'fanav. Since it is a schus, an advantage for the Evet to become free, the Shleich becomes the Evet's agent as well, even without the Evet's knowledge. And the Shechru already took effect when the Shleich accepted it from the Adon. However, the Baal can retract the get because Ein Chavin La'adam Shaloi B'fanav. Since it is a chayv, a disadvantage for the woman to receive a get, the shliach does not become her agent unless she explicitly appointed him as her shliach. Therefore, in this case, he remains only the husband's agent, and the get did not yet take effect. This topic is explained in greater detail in Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara explains that the Rabbanan specifically mentioned the number 3. L'ma'utid Reb Meir to exclude Reb Meir's case. And Reb Meir mentioned the number 4 to exclude the following case. Eidim she'ein yoidim likrois, karen lifnei mechaisman. If the witnesses are illiterate, we read the get to them. V'she'ein yoidim lachtaim, mekaren lem niyar chalak umemalen es hakarom diyoy. And if they cannot sign their names, we etch the letters into the parchment for them to fill with ink. However, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, b'med v'amamurim b'gitei nashim. This is a special leniency only for gitei nashim, to make it easier for the woman to remarry under special circumstances. Witnesses can only testify to other documents if they can read and sign it on their own. The Gemara proceeds to cite additional halachas shared by Gitei Nashim b'Shachru Avadim. Ha'oimet tenu get zele ishti, b'shtar shichur zele adi v'mes, lo yitnu l'achar misa. Divorces and emancipations are not valid when delivered after the husband's or the master's death. However, it's not listed in the Braisa, because Milsa de Isa Bishtaris Lekatani. The Braisa only lists halachas unique to Gitei Nashim b'Shachru Avadim. And this halacha applies to financial documents as well, because Ein Shtar L'Achar Misa, a document is not effective to affect the kinyan after death. Additional similarities, such as Lashma, they both must be written for the sake of the intended recipient, and Mechuber, they both must be written on something detached from the ground, are also not mentioned, because Kikatani Milsa de Lesa B'Kiddushin. Milsa de Isa B'Kiddushin Loikatani. The Braisa did not mention halachas that are equally applicable to Shtar Kiddushin, marriage documents, and Lashma and Mechuber do apply to marriage documents as well. Although Chazara Gufa Isa B'Kiddushin, a marriage document can be cancelled before it is delivered to the woman, because as Rashi explains, it's a chayv, the asla kuli alma ve'ein meschayv b'mzayneseha, it's not advantageous, because the document forbids her to all other men and does not yet obligate him to support her. Nevertheless, b'shlichus de bal karcha de begerushin Isa u'b'kiddushin lesa. The Braisa is referring to a shliach who can deliver the document against the recipient's will. This is only possible with Gitei Nashim b'Shachru Avadim, but Shtar Kiddushin must be willingly accepted. Therefore, we consider this halacha unique to Gitei Nashim b'Shachru Avadim.